It's Consumer Watch time with Wendy Nola. Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So let's see if I got this right. Last week, there were government raids on foreign-owned shops. Allegedly, the foreign-owned shops were selling fake or expired goods. We'll come back to what the fake is. Four people lost their lives, not from consuming expired or fake goods, but because of the conflict.
Riots and
because of the looting.
Mayhem, yes. This is in Soweto, yeah.
All right.
So the Health Department and the National Consumer Commission sort of lumped this expired stroke fake together. And I don't think many consumers sort of got what either of them actually meant. So fake could be two things. There were videos doing the rounds on social media of man-made eggs and fishy-looking things, literally, looked like fish floating around and swimming around in Coke and all this sort of thing. I took up those fake ones. The companies involved and the egg council were like, no, that's absolute nonsense. It's not real. But then there's passing off, which I think is happening not only in the townships, but it's a worldwide thing.
So to be clear, right, because yes. Erin Mozzolini, our Minister of Health came out and said there is no such thing as fake food.
Well, he said they hadn't found anything. All they'd found was spices in a Robertson's pack that weren't actually a Robertson's product.
Well, that's food fraud.
That's food fraud. That's passing off. And
was that what he was trying to say?
That's what he was saying. He said there may be more, but that's all they know of so far as their investigations have gone.
Okay.
A lot of people in those areas are saying, oh, but it's not just that. It's sanitary pads that aren't the brand that they claim to be and other products that they claim are passing. Well, I think Zambuck, fake Zambuck was also mentioned.
Okay.
But as I said, those products need to be sent, those examples need to be sent to the companies because they have a vested interest in investigating. Obviously, this brand sabotage. Otherwise,
we were talking about counterfeit or fraud. I was completely thrown by what is fake food.
Yeah, the terminology is unfortunate, and the same goes for expiry dates, expired foods, because food doesn't
used by,
expire.
Yeah.
So the closest we get to an expiry date is a use by date, because that's a health safety issue.
Yeah, let's
right?
clear this up.
Yes, there are two
different kinds.
They're called date marks, and you may not tamper with a date mark.
A retailer
may not remove or alter the date for obvious reasons, right? But there's a very, very big difference between a use-by date on a perishable product, such as meat or dairy or ready-to-eat stuff, and a best-before date on a what's called a shelf-stable product. And that's a stuff we keep in our cupboards. With a very long shelf life. Flour, rice, biscuits, canned goods especially, all that sort of stuff, right? So use-by, we must pay attention to because after that date, it becomes a potential food safety risk, can make us ill, in other words. So don't ever disregard a use-by date. And most importantly,
the day after use-by date.
But I'm not going to sit here and say to people, oh, it's fine, you know, because that's irresponsible of me.
Yeah.
But a lot of us still use our nose and our eyes and the common sense stuff.
Open the yogurt, still smells fine.
Yogurt in particular, I researched that once, Darren, when someone claimed that his daughter had got meningitis or some terrible disease after eating
expired yogurt.
He was looking for a reason and he hit on the yogurt. And I researched it. I spoke to medical people and they said, you know, the earliest documented cases of a serious illness of the sort of gastric kind was sort of a week or two past the best
use by date.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they put on yogurt because it's perishable, but yeah. So it's not legal to sell products beyond their use by dates because of the health implications, right?
Okay.
Best before on shelf stable foods like maize meal and oil and all of that. That's a quality issue. So what the manufacturers are saying, they estimate that from that date or after that best before date, gradually the food will lose its quality. So texture, flavor, color intensity, all that kind of thing. It will just slightly, like we as we age, Darren, you just become slightly less prime, okay? It doesn't mean you go rotten from the day after the best before,
exactly.
Okay? Right. So, and most importantly, it's not illegal in this country and in many others to sell food beyond its best before date. What you can't do is change the date. So people must know and be able to see. Very interesting issue. And the more we talk about it and debate about it and not be afraid to discuss what's driving the perception, the better. The sooner we'll get to a place where...
Well, that's why we have a Wendy Nola.
Well, I'm one of the people trying to say, please, guys, are the facts.
So basically, there's two labels that we need to worry about. Forget expiry date and forget sell-by. The only two you have to worry about is use-by and Best Before.
That's it.
Best Before is literally an aesthetic thing. It's like these biscuits will taste fantastic up until this date, and after that, it'll slightly go off a cliff.
Slowly start to deteriorate.
Weeks and months.
But still safe and nutritious.
100%.
And tasty.
That's Best Before. So yes. that's a suggestion. Then you can treat it as a suggestion. Use by, that's a little bit more on the health side where you have to apply your own mind. So if it's milk, eggs, meat, dairy, that says use by.
Use by is about safety.
That's so. About safety. However, not to say it isn't. Again, Wendy is very, very.
I'm not going to tell people to mess people, with those days.
But I say, I say, you know what? I've smelled yogurt a week after, and I'm fine with it. I don't even care if I bought my eggs that day, if they've been in the fridge for 3 weeks. When I crack them open, I look at them, I smell them. If they're good, I cook. So. I've learned not to use to still use my own senses to judge.
Yes, as our ancestors did. Yes, but the point is, it's illegal to sell food beyond its use by date. Yeah. We can choose to use it afterwards if you want to take that risk. But that is you must know there is a food safety risk.
Yes,
food health risk to use by, but that doesn't apply to best
before. Best before.
Unless the tin is bloated or something obvious, you know, you can see it's leaking or the it's got weevils or whatever, then obviously you're going to apply common sense. But it's not, again, a weevil is not a food safety risk. It's not going to make you ill. It's just you don't really want to consume that food.
It just doesn't look nice. All right, thanks for clearing that up, and I'm sure we need to discuss this more and more and talk about the perceptions.
Absolutely. And just one other point to make. We've had, given that I've spoken so much about listeriosis on the show.
Oh, how weird is this? Yes. Wendy Nola's on the show. You're the one
six months ago. Remember on that Monday I came in. So 6 months later, the government has finally said it's over. There haven't been any more new cases. And in September, Tiger Brands is going to reopen its Polokwane plant, now notorious.
Yeah.
But the point is, just to make my point about Best Before, all those people that got ill and died, over 200 people died, let's not forget, they were eating polony that was within its Best Before date.
Yeah.
So it's not just it's not about the date. It's about what's in the
Absolutely.
The dates or guidelines.
Yes.
So follow use by. But that's the irony. The real risk wasn't in the food being past its date. That food was contaminated in the factory at the point of manufacture.
Perfect.
So just to bear that in mind for some perspective.
Well, to celebrate, because now I don't have to fry my polony anymore, I'm going to have a nice cold polony and cheese sandwich and white bread when I get home.
I think you need to video that for us.
I will do. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks, Darren.